This year, more than 5,000 wildfires have been ignited across the state of California, and it's just the beginning of the fire season in the western United States. If this year is like past years, at least half of the fires are being started by arsonists. Gloria Hilliard reports on the challenges facing an investigator on the trail of an arsonist.
557 Walter, Brisbane.
Driving down a two-lane road bordered by agricultural fields, Ventura County arson investigator Keith Mashburn glances up at the sky and proclaims, "It's going to be a good day."
Well, it's a good day not to have fires. When it is overcast, high humidity, it's much harder to start a vegetation fire, either intentionally or by accident.
Mashburn says there are others in this county who share his keen sense about the feel of the day, those who know in an instant if the wind has changed, the air is dry.
They understand, just as we do, the day that a fire will take off and spread rapidly.
It's the arson investigator's nemesis, the person who too often gets away, the arsonist. Mashburn drives like a cop, casually alert. He tugs on his seatbelt, sighs, and calls them wimpy guys.
Usually white males, the type of person who doesn't have a lot of control. They don't have a command presence. They see all the fire trucks or the firefighters coming, and they know that they're the cause of that, and it gives them a feeling of control and power.
In Ventura County, where Mashburn has worked as a firefighter and then investigator for nearly 30 years, there are some 50 known arsonists. Known arsonists, because as with sex offenders, anyone who has been convicted of arson must be registered. And yet that number may only be the tip of the iceberg.
Approximately 15% of our fires result in arrest, and only 2% of those result in conviction. Extremely difficult crime to prosecute.
Investigators respond to calls shortly after the firefighters. They work in the burned area of a wildfire, crawling around what looks like the periphery of an active volcano on scorched and still smoking earth.
Hands and knees and magnifying glass.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, yeah.
But Holmes didn't solve fire crimes. Imagine a weapon that is one match. On a brush fire, a needle in a haystack.
And then, of course, the problem with our haystack is that the firefighters, when they first arrive, they stomp all over it because exactly where they're going to wash down with water to put out the fire is exactly where we want to start collecting evidence.
What they do find, they bring here.
This is our trace evidence section. We have Helen Griffin.
Yeah.
It's the real CSI, the Crime Scene Investigation Unit of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. On a burned-over crime scene, you look for microscopic evidence, a partial fingerprint that wasn't washed away, a trace of chemical accelerant. Sometimes arsonists will taunt investigators by leaving a certain signature or M.O. behind, such as using the same brand of matchbooks.
Same brand cigarette and DNA on the cigarette, if we're real lucky.
In a few weeks, closer to the time when the hot Santa Ana winds bear down on this part of the state, Mashburn's crews will start to patrol the remote areas of the county.
Investigators will be taking cars home. Vacations will be denied. And we'll have three investigators out there and myself running around, and that won't be near enough.
The thing about wildfires, Mashburn says, is you can't outrun one. And the investigator hot on the trail of arsonists may be a bit like the wildfire. He may not have caught them yet.
But they're almost like known characters in your book, you know, and someday you may catch them.
17 Edward Ford, Charles.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.